Trust that you enjoyed the movie, God's Not Dead. This movie deals with a number of issues that are very, very relevant to our lives today. And ultimately, brothers and sisters, whether we're a child, a younger person, adult, or a senior citizen, the only answers that meet the needs of those with whom we associate today, friends, neighbors, people around the world, is the answers that we get in God's Word. And how important that each one of us be firmly grounded in Scripture. This is the time that we always enjoy. We invite our full-time worker, who I believe is here somewhere. There we go, Mark. And Kim, running to meet him. Invite them to come forward and share with them that which you here in the assembly have graciously given as a love gift to Mark and his dear wife, Kim. We appreciate them so much. Appreciate all they do for the assembly, for many of us as individuals. We just thank the Lord for them and pray for them regularly. Trust that each of you do. So Mark and Kim, we love you, appreciate you. And this is a gift from your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you on behalf of Kim and me, not only for the love gift, but just for all of your love. Throughout the year, the last couple of days, I've just been kind of overwhelmed, really, again, thinking about the privilege that we have to serve the Lord as we do and to be able to do it full-time as you faithfully give to the Lord. And He allows us to be blessed by that, ministered to by that, and also just to be able to work arm-in-arm with all of you that know the Lord is such a privilege to be co-laborers with you and just to know the Lord and see what the Lord's doing. Surely He is not dead. He's alive, and we're just so thankful to be a part of telling that to Greensboro and to the world, and thank you for being a part of that too. So thank you for loving us like you do all through the year. You do it in many ways, not only materially, but emotionally and spiritually, and in so a lot of very practical ways, and we thank you for that. Thank you so much for loving us. So every year at the end of the year, we're privileged to together go into the new year from the old as we just meditate for a few moments on a scripture. And we've recently, in the last good number of years, have been doing that as we go from one year to another, thinking about the theme that the elders have chosen for the year. This past year, we've had as the corporate theme of the assembly, sowing the gospel seed, and we've really been encouraging tract distribution. In fact, the first year that we did the theme was the year 2000, and in that year we did tract distribution as well. And I hope that you have been encouraged during the year, up through yesterday anyway, when I checked that box. Just what was reported on tracts distributed, we had distributed 9,710 tracts, so we praise the Lord. And I know there are many more than that, because I know many of you have been giving out the gospel through tracts and in other ways, and you haven't necessarily reported it on the little forms. But that was to kind of keep us accountable and to encourage us and to push us in some commitments that we made last year about this time. Shifting gears just a little bit, I know some of you will have resolutions for the new year, things that you're trying to do. Maybe some of you just trying to keep up things that you've been doing. I've, for a number of years, have chosen running as my preferred exercise. I've had a tough year with running. So I'm not up here for true confessions or anything, but I've had a tough year to keep that going, you know, and especially when it comes to the winter time, and you know it's going to be dark in the mornings, you know it's going to be cold, it's going to be windy, and it's just, the bed is so much more inviting than the road. But you know what, I have something that has been a real help to me is getting a smartphone. This year, I'm not here advertising smartphones, but I resisted for so long, until I found out I could do this more cheaply than what I was already doing. But one of the things I really like on my phone is the, I can look at it and see what it's called here. It's the Weather Channel app. Maybe you got the Weather Channel app on your phone? Yeah, a number of you do. And this is so helpful because, you know, I can look and I can see what the weather's going to be tomorrow. I don't even have to wait for Van Denton to tell me or one of those guys. I can just look on here and I can see hour by hour what the weather is predicted to be, what the temperature is going to be, the wind speed, the precipitation. And it really helps me to know what's coming. Well, I don't have an app for this technically, but I want to give you just a quick forecast for 2015. Not the weather, but just the conditions. I will let you know right up front that it's a watch and it's a warning and it's really an alert. This next year is going to be dangerous. It's going to be difficult. There'll be a lot of destructive and divisive things that are going to come into your life, against your family, against this local church, and against the universal church. There are going to be discouraging days. That's all ahead. And I don't get that off an app. I get that out of the Bible. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 that in the last days, perilous or dangerous times will come. In that same chapter, in the 13th verse, Paul writes, almost 2,000 years ago, that evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You see, God tells us that things are going to get worse before they get better. They're not really going to get better ultimately until the Lord Jesus comes back. Now, I have to admit, that could be in 2014, because we do have 7 minutes left. The Lord Jesus may come back in this year. But if He doesn't, and He allows us to go into 2015, then we know there are going to be difficulties. It doesn't mean that things can't get better in your life or in your situation, but on a whole, things are going downward. Perilous times are here. And we don't I don't want to say we don't have to look at the Bible. That's where we need to look primarily. But also we can look around us and we can see in our own country. We can see the things that are happening around us. And when I think about that, I think back to the early church. And we often look back to the pattern of the early church as we find it in the book of Acts and in the epistles and through Revelation chapter 3. We see the early church and we see the way that they function and we seek to find there a pattern for us to meet according to. And we do that. You know, we go back to Acts chapter 2 and there we have the birthday of the church. Peter preaches a sermon. We find great conviction coming on the people. We see many of them receiving his word and responding in faith. And we see that that day, 3,000 people received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. 3,000 people heard the message that Christ had died for our sins and He rose again. And they believed that and they received Him just as in the movie the professor did and Martin did and some of the other characters did. And they received the Lord Jesus and they became new creations in Christ. And in that, in the universal church being born that day, as in Acts 2, the Holy Spirit came down upon the believers. Not only was the universal church born that day in the beginning of Acts, but as I just mentioned with those 3,000, the first local church was started there in Jerusalem. You know, as a local church now in the 21st century, we strive to follow the pattern that was displayed by them. Before tradition of men began to infiltrate, before pragmatism took the place often of God's Word, before worldliness began to creep in and change the way that people looked even at the Word of God, we see how they met. And when they first began to meet, It's interesting what the Spirit of God tells us initially were the first things that it seems that they did. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42 is a verse that many of you know. And I hope the ones who don't, by the end of this year, will know it backwards and forwards and like the back of your hand. Because that's going to be our theme. Continuing steadfastly in 2015. Those first things, those foundational things. But I must warn you, as the Lord does and already has in the Scripture, that it's going to be more difficult to follow the pattern of the early church in 2015 than it's ever been before. It's just going to get more and more difficult. But because of that, we want to be careful to continue steadfastly. Acts 2:42 reads like this concerning that first church. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Four foundational facets of the early church. The apostles' doctrine, the teaching of the Word of God, fellowship, sharing their lives together, the good and the bad and the ugly, focusing on the Lord Jesus. The breaking of bread, remembering Him and the bread and the cup, and focusing on who He is, and prayer, communication with God. And what seems to be stressed in this passage, and Sunday morning we'll look more at this in a broader view, but what seems to be stressed is the corporate nature of these activities. They could be done individually. They could be done in the family, many of them. But what seems to be stressed is they did these things together. And there was a continuing steadfastness. Even when opposition came against them, even when it became difficult, even when it would have been easier to stay in bed or to stay home or to take another route, we find them continuing steadfastly, adhering to, persistently persevering in a commitment to the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayers. Purposefully avoiding being moved away from or hindered from these truths. Doesn't mean there can't be some adjustments in the way that we do them. We, in the last couple of years, have made some changes to our prayer meeting to encourage more prayer. The point is to be committed to the prayer meetings, to be committed to the Lord's Supper, to be committed to the teaching and learning of God's Word, to be committed to fellowship together with other believers. And this requires a commitment of our minds, our discernment, a commitment of our hearts, the desire, a commitment of our will, a decision. And as we close and get ready to go into the new year, I just want to remind you what prompted and empowered and directed the earliest church as they committed themselves to continue steadfastly in these four things. It was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had come upon the believers and indwelt the believers, as He does in every true believer in the Lord Jesus now. And that was the key for them. The Spirit of God moving in their lives, encouraging, giving them the desire. Amen. Amen. And may that be true of us this year. We'll have some more ideas on that Sunday morning, but now it's right at the midnight hour. I just wanted to give you some time to be alone with the Lord, and then I'll pray as we go into 2015. Father, as we go together into this new year, we want to thank You for 2014. Father, for many of us, most of us, maybe all of us, there have been difficulties in this past year. Father, we have struggled in a variety of ways. We have hurt. Father, we have battled. But yet, Lord, you have been faithful, and we give you the thanks for that. We glorify your name. We praise you, Father, for your goodness to us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Father, that as the early church didn't earn your favor, neither do we. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for this local assembly. I thank you for every individual that's here tonight. Father, some have been coming to this particular meeting for years. Others, the first time they've ever been here with us. And we just thank you for everyone. It's such a blessing to come together and to leave a year behind and to look forward with anticipation, knowing that you're already there. Father, knowing that you have plans for this year, plans to do good in our lives, to do good through our lives. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Lord Jesus sending him to be with us and to be in us. Father, we thank you for our bodies being the temples of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the gathering of the saints being the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for the great privilege we have here in this land to freely meet for the apostles' doctrine, for fellowship, for the breaking of bread, and for prayers. And Father, as we go into this next year, we confess to you corporately that we desire as a local church to continue steadfastly in these things which were done from the very beginning of the church there in Acts chapter 2. Father, we don't want to waver. Father, individually, we confess that we need your strength, your help, that we might desire to be together, that we might be faithful. Father, that we might be sacrificial, that we might be focused on your Son, the Lord Jesus, who loved us and died for our sins and rose again, that we might care about other people, that we might come together, Father, that we might be strengthened and edified, that we might go out into this world and our lives might show the Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are good all the time, that all the time you are good. We thank you, Father, for the truth of your word. We stand upon it, we rest upon it, we claim it. And Father, I just commend everyone here in this room to you. I pray for their families. I pray that you would do great things in their lives and through them this year. And if there's anyone here that's never received the Lord Jesus, Father, we pray they would do that even as we begin this new year together. Thank you so much. We commend ourselves and our families in this assembly into your care. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you, as we all traditionally do, just make a big circle around the outside of the building.
27.
28.
49.
50.
51.
52. 53. 54.
56. 58.
59.
60. 61.
62.
64.
65.
66.
67.
68.
69. 70.
71.
82.
83.
84.
85.
86. 87. 88.
89. 90. 91.
92. 93. 94.
95. 96. 97.
98.
99.
100.
101.
102.
103.
104.
105.
106.
107.
108.
109.
110.
111.
112.
113.
114.
116.
All right, praise the Lord. 116, 20, and 24. We'll attempt. Some people say, I don't know this song, we only sing it once a year. Let's be the type that binds, just come along.
Bless me.
Thank you.
Thank you.